now time for our stock and business update, today sponsored by Cetera Advisor Networks. And joining us from Cetera is Pavlos Panagopoulos. And Pavlos, yesterday, May 1st, also May Day, International Workers' Day in many countries around the world. But as we mentioned, the markets were down a little bit, despite the fact that we had the second largest bank failure in U.S. history with First Republic Bank. I'm surprised the market didn't drop even more.
Yeah, Bob, you're right. First Republic collapse eclipsed the Silicon Valley Bank failure back in March. Jamie Dimon, president and CEO of the largest money center bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, was back in the bailout rodeo yesterday. Dimon said he'd never ride back again to the rescue after he bought Bear Stearns 15 years ago. Again, that left a bad taste in his mouth. But I guess maybe he took some
dope
or something, right?
Didn't regulators back in 08 assure all of us that 2008 wouldn't happen again? So what did happen yesterday?
Well, Bob, in the wee hours of yesterday morning, May Day, the federal government screamed, "May Day, May Day," and Jamie Dimon and his J.P. Morgan cavalry answered the call for a $250 billion bailout.
All right, so what you're saying is that U.S. authorities don't have a handle on how to rescue failing lenders without further, without more risk in terms of too big to fail mentality.
Yes, and probably about half the banks, when this is all over, might be consolidated. Jamie Dimon secured support from the FDIC when they threw in some goodies like 80% sharing of losses, and then they threw another $15 billion loan from the FDIC without any disclosure. So I'm concerned about what happened yesterday. Investors are sitting on pins and needles today, Bob, waiting to see if the Fed will raise interest rates a 0.5% or 0.25%. Hence the concept, Bob, Wall Street today is screaming, May Day, May Day.
Yeah, 0.25%, 0.5%. We're pretty sure the market's not going to shock anybody and pause rates tomorrow. But you always say the Fed will raise rates until they break something. Haven't they accomplished that mission already with the failure of the banks here in recent weeks?
Well, Bob, not yet. We were just all waiting for the next shoe to drop. Will it be banks from the left coast like Comerica or Westpac? We'll see what happens. We're seeing a lot of turmoil going on in the banking economy, basically. Again, the Fed will claim victory, but just go to our website. You see the Treasury yield curve is starting to steepen. It's telegraphing recession.
All right, you don't sound too optimistic that this end of the interest rate hike cycle will bode better for the stock market in the second half of this year. Does the increasing of the debt concern you at all?
Well, it does, and so does
Jay ceiling.
Powell. You know, he's like a Greek Spartan. He said, I'm going to raise interest rates until I get it down to 2% on inflation, so either bring me home with my shield or on my shield. Again, our national debt now, Bob, is approaching $33 trillion. Some of the folks doesn't matter who wins the presidency in 2024. I guess the media keeps pushing on that. We'll be at $40 trillion before the next election cycle.
All right, so how do investors protect their purchasing power?
Well, basically, can't print ourselves to prosperity. And you remember what Winston Churchill said about us Americans.
Yes, Americans will always do the right thing once they have tried everything else. So what can our listeners do while Washington tries everything else?
Bob, just don't sit on your hands while they try everything else. Seek short-term treasury bonds. OPEC is cutting production. We know that. So they're producing energy hand over fist down in the Permian Basin, down in Carlsbad, Hobbs, Roswell, and the Permian Basin. Find precious metals and also oil is the cheapest place to find is the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Gas is going higher, and as states limit supply, pipelines and storage facility stocks continue to rise. Food is going higher as the Ukraine crisis continues. Food stocks are rocketing their profits. And again, Bob, we can't be happy what's going on, but we can profit by this misguided policies that Washington and Santa Fe have thrusted upon us, again, as they throw some of their friends under the bus.
All right, very good. How can our listeners reach out to you and your team if they want to try to profit from everything that's going on right now? Plus, a reminder here, you're having a 529 event coming up next Saturday, not this weekend, but on May 13th. How can our listeners sign up for that?
Yes, watch the balloons outside. I think there's some new balloons up in flight, so the government's watching the balloons up there. But Securities and Investment Advisory Services are offered to Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. If you want to reach us this morning, 505-828-4068, or go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. And Bob just keeps screaming, May Day, May Day.
All right. Thanks a lot, Pavlos. We'll talk to you next week.